This is episode number 2250 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 14th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Some people just don't quite get it.
What's that?
They don't know when they're not wanted.
Who's not wanted?
James Franco is back.
Oh my God, James Franco. There's a name I've not heard since.
The Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
Of which she was just dealt another severe blow.
Yesterday she judge said
pound sand,
Amber Heard.
And your team.
Yeah.
Of crack attorneys.
Crack.
Anyway.
Smoking something.
Well, there was that. James Franco is back 4 years after stepping away amid controversy.
Wow.
He's set to star in the coming-of-age period drama, Me, You.
Hey, that's a great name for a coming-of-age drama. Me, You. I love that.
There's a comma in there. Me,
I know. Yeah.
Comma,
well, you did it right. Me, You. Yeah.
It's set in the years following World War II in Italy.
Huh.
I'm excited to board this phenomenal project.
Oh, my.
And to be working with the legendary Billy August.
He's just lucky to be working, period. That anybody would let him near a camera.
He could have just put a period after working.
Working. Would you like fries with your order?
And then he could have said, it's with the legendary Billy August. That could have been two sentences instead of just one. Would have made more sense, actually.
Sure.
So, I'm a huge fan of his work, and Me, You, is a truly brilliant script.
Wow. If it wasn't starring James Franco, I might be interested in seeing it. I don't know that I want to see it.
He said this is his first film project since he laid low in 2018.
Yeah, laid low.
Following a number of inappropriate sexual behavior allegations made against him by multiple women.
Yep.
And it turns out, and Johnny Depp.
And Johnny Depp.
In a report published in the Los Angeles Times, as well as a sexual misconduct lawsuit filed against his acting school in 2019.
Yep.
Sex, sex, sex.
Now, here's the deal. James Franco acting school. Now, I'm trying to put that together. I know he had one. And I'm thinking, who goes to the James Franco acting school? School of acting, whatever you want to call it. Because I've seen James in a number of things. And he's he was horrible as an Oscar host. Uh-huh. He's the same guy that he was in Spider-Man.
Think about how many people could graduate from his acting school.
Oh my God.
If you can't if you cannot make it in James Franco's acting school,
well, there's that.
Then really, you really
maybe so.
So, see, there's hope for Will Smith if you just wait it out, because apparently we won't care.
Apparently,
eventually.
We won't care eventually. Yeah, you're right.
See, here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
He's going to do this movie, Me, You. And then Johnny Depp's actually filming a movie.
Yeah, oh, is he? Okay. That's
I
good.
Bet Johnny Depp's just might do a little better than James Franco's.
Might. Yeah, I think he might, yeah.
And I will throw my head and lap. So the city of Albuquerque is unveiling statues dedicated to Breaking Bad characters, Walter White and Jesse Pinkman. So according to a press release, the statues were originally commissioned from a sculptor, Trevor Grove, in 2019.
Oh, wow. It's been planned.
By series creator Vince Gilligan.
Vince Gilligan, yep.
Who's donating the statues to the city alongside Sony Pictures Television.
So, you remember they did a statue of Rocky Balboa and donated it to the city of Philadelphia where this fictional character was based on?
Uh-huh.
And everybody threw up their arms going like, he's not a real guy.
But the statue stood at the top of those steps for how many years?
Well, couple of decades for sure.
Right.
And now they're in Adele's backyard because she bought Sly Stallone's house. You know, he had to keep a copy, you know.
Good for her.
This is hilarious, though, because not only are Walter and Jesse like anti-heroes because, you know, they were selling meth and killing people.
Yeah.
But I think I've been to Albuquerque a bunch of times. This is kind of apropos for Albuquerque. No offense.
Oh.
But I think it's kind of apropos, Albuquerque.
Ooh.
I do.
Yeah, kind of. This has been like a decade after the original show.
Well, yeah, Breaking Bad has been off a for a while, but they're getting ready to do prequels. Well, they got Better Call Saul is a prequel, and there's other things they want to do with this.
Well, Breaking Bad
was huge.
It continues to drive tourism.
Oh, yeah.
To Albuquerque.
There's like a Blue Ice place in Albuquerque. I mean, there's a whole store dedicated to not selling real meth, but, you know, pretend meth.
Wow.
Yeah.
The statues will be displayed inside of the Albuquerque Convention Center after being revealed on July 29th.
Okay.
The unveiling ceremony is set to include the mayor of Albuquerque, as well as actors Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul.
Yes.
And naturally, special guests.
Yes. That'll be great. I think that'll be fantastic. And the city of Albuquerque can be proud of their meth
proud,
dealers.
Absolutely.
That
be proud.
Aren't real people.
Oh,
I still, you know, I think about the Sylvester Stallone statue. And really, they included that in a future Rocky movie. It was, I believe, after Rocky II that they gave him that statue. They put it in up the top of the steps there, whatever museum that is in Philadelphia. Uh-huh. And in Rocky 3 or 4, he throws his helmet at it. He drives by it on his motorcycle. Yep. And see, I know way too much about Rocky movies. That's so damn scary, John. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to come down off of that for a second.
Breathe.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Deep breath. Think happy thoughts. Halle Berry was on Jimmy Kimmel. She was.
Good.
There's a reel with Halle Berry on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, with our apologies to Halle Berry, because, you know, we always run out of time, which is also based on a Jimmy Kimmel joke. More Who Cares tomorrow. See what I did there?
Oh, my goodness.
Have a good day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.